Following a hugely successful premier event in 2021, Australia's largest sneaker and streetwear convention, Sneakerland, will return to WA. Perth will be the event's first stop, in fact, which will be part of an Australian-wide tour, giving sneakerheads, collectors, resellers and other local businesses the opportunity to trade and, importantly, connect. Here in the studio, I actually have Sneakerland co-founder Jamal. Thanks for joining us on Brekkie.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Yeah, really well, thanks. Now, you've got something for me today, which we'll touch on in a little bit later, but I was wondering if you could begin by asking me how Sneakerland came about.
Well, thank you so much for having me today. Sneakerland came, I would say, early 2020 when we were in the pandemic, and I was thinking, me and my business partner, it would be great to actually create an event and a place for people to connect and to share the same love of and passion of shoes. So then, we just started working on it, and here we are.
Here we are, and it's a massive event. There are many, many people who have the same passion as you and who came to this event last year and who hopefully will come this year. Yeah. It's a little bit different this time around, though. What can visitors expect when they come next month to the festival?
Yeah, so this year we got more activation coming through. We got more sponsors that are actually physical. They do activations that can like interact with people. Let's say Rebel Fitness is coming in and is doing a plank challenge. So in order to win that shoes that they're giving away, which is a Jordan 1 Heritage, you have to like do the like stay longer on the plank and win it. And then Foot Locker is doing a little bit of more basketball activation. Shoot a 3-point, win some vouchers. And this year we also got a Sneaker Museum, where we're displaying a lot of OG pairs from back in the day that probably kids probably now they don't know about. And we want to like start educating through shoes as well. We have the auction room, which is the sponsored by Hennessy. So it's like a VIP room where people can like bid on their favorite shoes. And sometime like last year was a little bit heated because some people were bidding on the same shoes for like pretty much half an hour. And So that's what we want. Yeah, we want to just like bring people together to kind of like share the same love, and there's more other things as well.
Yeah, excellent. And we know that, you know, streetwear and shoes, they have a really significant cultural importance, and they're really important for identity too. We've got a bit of an elephant in the room at the moment. So there are some things sitting in front of me. Yeah. Can you tell us what you've brought in with you today?
So today I brought in two pairs of Off-White. Now, this is a Jordan 5 and this is a VaporMax.
Right, so they're two pairs of shoes for the folks playing along at home. I've got a white pair essentially and a black pair in front of me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so today I'm going to tell you three factors of authentication of an off-white pair. Even though it's a different piece of shoes. Let's say this was Jordan 5 and this is a VaporMax. So the shape is very different and the model is very different.
Okay, because we know that there can be some fakes out there, right?
Yeah, many. Especially off-white. And that's the reason why I brought it in today.
Okay.
So the three factors of authentication that I'm going to show you today is the laces. So if you expose your laces to humidity, the writing tend to go off.
Okay.
And so that's one factor that many people don't know. They always check on Google and YouTube, but it doesn't work. So if you are at home and you're checking the shoes, expose your shoes to humidity. No matter how you do it, but just try to expose the pair to humidity, especially the laces. If the laces fade, that's the laces are fake. Sometimes the laces is always like, you know, it's sometimes the factory can make a mistake as well, so it's not like 100% authentic. And then the second factor is the tag. So Off-White comes with a tag that even that tag, if you expose to humidity, the writing tend to come off because the print is very cheap. And we call that AAA fake. AAA fake is very close to the real pair, but is actually fake.
Okay.
And the third factor is the sole. So the sole on the fake pair is actually very hard.
Okay.
And if you take it off, it will come off. And then on the back of the sole, you will see like some glue attached to it.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, never. You're not supposed to see a glue.
Okay.
So these glue that are coming from the back of the pair are actually a proof of a fake pair,
right.
A fake sole. So just be careful and make sure that when you buy your pair from somewhere on the street or from a seller, just like check those details. And there's also many other details like the boxes and the tongue of the shoes and many, many more details. And if you want, of course, bring your pair to Sneakerland, we do have a legit check stall where you can like, you know, bring your pair. We check the shoes if it's real or not. And if it's real, we're going to give you a pin that shows that it's real.
Great. Authenticity. So with these two pairs, I'm going to take a stab.
Mm-hmm.
because one of them is fake today.
Yeah.
Is it the black pair?
Yes, he's the
best. Yes, yes. I was stressing out about this all morning, but we've nailed it here on Breakfast. Yeah. If you've just joined us, we're chatting with SneakerFest co-founder Jamal, and he's been talking us through how we can identify, I guess, a fake pair of shoes. That's going to be part of what you can do at the Sneakerland Festival next week. You can chop and change your shoes, buy some new stuff, check out some streetwear. How does one become an authentic hater? Like, what needs to be on your resume to do that?
Oof. You need to see a lot of shoes, first of all. You need to know the date, the release. There's a lot of information that the shoes can tell you that you can also, like, source yourself. And, you have to be in the game for a while because you got to know the quality of the shoes and you got to also know, especially, like, pairs like Off-White, they always change the silhouette. And it's very hard to keep, you know, to keep track of what is real, what is fake with them. But for those that understand more about what Nike, what factories they use and, you know, like what pieces they use, then you get like familiar with it. And from there, you just kind of like roll with it and just understand. But there's not such a thing as 100% authenticator. You can always get close to it. But let's say if I look at this, I know that it's 100% real.
Mm-hmm.
But nowadays, it's actually very hard to do that because even big brands like StockX that are a main... one of the biggest sneaker platforms, recently they get caught selling fake stuff, which is surprising for many because, you know, you buy from them and, you know. So, yeah, you can never be too sure, but you can get close to it.
Yeah, that's surprising to me because you expect that, I guess, that quality and that integrity when you are buying from people.
Yeah,
we mentioned before that, you know, fashion and identity and things like that are super intertwined. What does it mean for you, your passion for shoes and fashion and those sorts of things?
Well, for me, it's about representation. You know, through clothes, you can represent who you are and what you are about. And for me, it's more about representation. And I guess it's that for many people as well. It's very important. Fashion, people don't understand much. But I feel like fashion, it's a tool of communication. You can communicate through clothes a lot. You can define someone's feeling through what they're wearing, how they're wearing it. You can define someone's confidence and happiness through what they're wearing and how they're wearing it. It's not a tool for judgmental. So many people use it to judge people, how niche they are, how poor they are, how rich they are. But it's not about that. Let's look at the beautiful side of fashion, which is the appearance. And that appearance should be embraced as a confidence and should be embraced you know, as a status as well. So yeah, that's how I view fashion. I think fashion is more about the character that you want to put out there. And, you know, you have to embrace it first before other people see it. And I think it's a tool of confidence as well. So that's pretty much it. And I hope people that come to Sneakerland come and leave their ego outside and just, like, come in and enjoy the event, you know, wear whatever makes them feel comfortable and just enjoy the moment and try to get into the culture, or if they're in the culture, really educate the person next to them. I think that's what it's about, passing through information, because you see old people coming in and looking down to kids because they're now selling Jordans. But how I view Sneakerland from now on is I want it to be a platform for people to share their knowledge, and I want it to be a platform for people to get inspired as well, you know, by someone else's style and moving forward with it.
Yeah. We love that. Excellent, Jamal. Thank you so much for coming in this morning and sharing your passion and all about Sneakerland. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me today.